The 20th day of the blessed month of Bauna, the departure of Elisha, the prophet. On this day we commemorate the departure of Elisha the prophet more than 1,000 years before the time of Jesus Christ. Elisha was the holy prophet who was born in one of the villages of Israel called Alamut. His father's name was Shaphat. Elisha was a servant to the holy prophet Elijah. When the Lord would take up Elijah the prophet into heaven, Elisha went with him to the river Jordan. Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you." Elisha asked, "I pray to you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." And it was as he asked, as described in the second book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 18. Elisha divided the river and passed through it. Then he went to Jericho, and he went up from there to Bethel. And as he was going up the road, some young men came from the city and mocked him and said to him, "Go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head." So he turned around and looked at them and pronounced a curse on them in the name of the Lord. And 2 female bears came out of the woods and attacked 42 of the youths. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and the creditor is coming to take my 2 sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "I, your maidservant, have nothing in the house but a jar of oil." And Elisha said, "Go and borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Do not gather, just a few." With his prayers, the Lord blessed the oil, and all the vessels became full. The woman sold the oil and paid off her debts. This is described in the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Elisha also raised the son of the Shunammite woman from the dead. When Nahum the Syrian came to see him, Elisha healed him from his leprosy. Naaman offered him much money and costly clothes, but Elisha refused them. Nevertheless, when his servant Gehazi took them for himself, the prophet knew that by the Spirit. Elisha became angry and told him, "Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever." Elisha had performed many signs and miracles. He prophesied for about 50 years. When Elisha died, his followers buried him. And the raiding bands from Moab invaded the land in the spring of the year. So it was, as they were burying a man, a plundering band was seen, and they cast the man into the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet and went back to his people. This is told in the second book of Kings, chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.